Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today's stories highlight three different ways companies are advancing the next generation of biologic therapies. From expanding the role of antibody-drug conjugates in breast cancer, to refining ADC design for solid tumors, and reimagining CAR-T therapy for autoimmune disease, the focus is on making advanced therapies more precise, more accessible, and more effective. First, Kelun Biotech has submitted a supplemental new drug application to China's National Medical Products Administration, seeking approval of sacituzumab tirumotecan, or sac-TMT, in combination with pembrolizumab as a first-line treatment for PD-L1 positive advanced triple-negative breast cancer. The filing follows positive phase III data showing the combination significantly improved progression-free survival compared with pembrolizumab and chemotherapy. If approved, the indication would further expand the role of TROP2-directed antibody-drug conjugates in earlier lines of cancer treatment and intensify competition within the rapidly evolving ADC field. Next, Exuda Therapeutics has received FDA clearance of its investigational new drug application for IKS-04, a CA242-directed antibody-drug conjugate for gastrointestinal cancers. Beyond the molecule itself, the program introduces an accompanying dosing strategy designed to improve solid tumor penetration by high-potency ADCs. The company says the approach combines tumor-selective linker chemistry with an optimized administration regimen intended to improve therapeutic delivery while reducing off-target toxicity. Phase I testing in patients with GI cancers is now set to begin. Finally, Johnson & Johnson is making a major bet on the future of cell therapy through a collaboration with Sail Biomedicines. The agreement includes a $785 million upfront commitment and an exclusive option to acquire the company for up to $2.58 billion. Unlike conventional CAR-T therapies that require cells to be removed, engineered, and reinfused, Sail's platform is designed to generate CAR-T cells directly inside the patient's body. The companies aim to apply this in vivo approach to immune-mediated diseases, potentially simplifying manufacturing while expanding access to cell-based therapies beyond oncology. From broadening ADC use in frontline cancer care to improving how these therapies reach tumors and rethinking CAR-T manufacturing altogether, today's stories reflect an industry focused not only on developing new biologics, but also on engineering smarter ways to deliver them. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.